Hi, this is Kevin McNabb, and welcome to The Ethical Networker. Hi, Kevin McNabb here, and welcome to today's episode. Today, what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about why I wrote the book Ethics in Direct Sales, as well as why I am creating this community called the Ethical Networker. See, back in 1985, I was first introduced to this profession called network marketing. And I saw it right away. I didn't have to revisit it and revisit it like some people do. I saw it for the very first time, and I was blown away. I was working a corporate job at the time. I was tired of working for someone else. I'd been there for a full 3 years. And I saw network marketing, and I thought, my God, this is something that I can sink my teeth into. I didn't have to have a certain education. I didn't have to be a certain type of person. Basically, anybody, no matter where you came from, what your background was, what your ethnicity was, the color of your skin, nothing mattered. If you were willing to learn and apply, you had a great chance of being successful in the profession of network marketing, and that's what I saw. Now, I met a lot of great people over the years in network marketing, and I saw a lot of wonderful people succeed. I saw people succeed that I can't even believe they succeeded in this business, but that's the great thing about our profession. The other side of the coin was a little bit more interesting. It was the people that, and you find them in all industries, by the way, all professions. You have those people that are a little bit unethical. The people that want to skirt the system, want to misrepresent, want to promise something, overpromise, underdeliver, as I like to call it. And this was a whole world within the world of network marketing. Now, the profession was being painted with the same paintbrush, but it was a small group of people that truly were just being trained incorrectly, were shown the wrong way of doing it. See, I was shown how to do it using ethics and integrity and how to build a business using the golden rule. Well, that was a little bit later in my profession. How I was first introduced to network marketing was very interesting, and I saw right off the bat misrepresentation. I saw things that I'm glad I saw them now. I wasn't thrilled when it happened during the time because it impacted my life. You know, there was I ordered more than I needed to because I was told that I should order a bunch more volume than I really needed. This sort of things that I'm going to tell you about don't exist anymore truly because there's mechanisms in place electronically. But this was long before the internet. Some of you may not have been alive that are listening to this right now before the internet, but this was 1985. Yes, we had, you know, color and color TVs and stuff, but we didn't have the internet. We weren't able to order online. We had to place orders by this new thing called the fax. Isn't that an exciting thing? But here's the basic gist of why I wrote the book and why I have created this community. See, I love this profession, but there are a few things that are happening in this profession, and a few people, a handful, truly, when you look at the global audience and the global group of people in the profession, there's just a small group that are just doing it the wrong way. Truthfully, it's unethical practices. It's misrepresentation, it's theft, it's lying, it's a lot of other things along that line. It's just unethical. Okay, and let's be very clear here. And I might have said it already, but every profession, no matter what it is on this globe, if it includes people, there are unethical practices and unethical people. It doesn't mean the profession is unethical. It means those people are unethical. Now, they're not bad people necessarily. They've just been mistrained. They've been misinformed. They're looking for a quick fix. Well, if you've been in this business more than 60 days, I hope you realize this is not a get-rich-quick concept. It was never designed to be a get-rich-quick concept, so why are those people trying to create it? It's trying to get money fast. They're making bad decisions based on their circumstances. And I've been there. I've witnessed it. I've unfortunately been part of it an unwilling participant, but part of it, unfortunately. So I've been able to witness it not only from the sidelines, but right on the field as well. But I learned a different way of doing it while I was witnessing this. See, there is a way to build a global network marketing business, a large global business, using integrity and ethics and a very simple principle called the golden rule. See, we know how we want to be treated in life. All we need to do is treat other people the same way. Matter of fact, go the extra mile and treat them even better. So I saw this problem as I was growing up in the world of network marketing, and I saw this problem more often than not. Once again, a small group of people, but they had a fairly loud voice, especially when the internet came on. That's where the spotlight really shone on this unethical practices, because it was just volume of messages that were coming in. And so I was always taught, don't come to the table with a problem. If you're coming to the table with a problem, you better be coming with a solution. So what I decided to do is, instead of continuing to sweep these problems under the table, under the carpet, whatever the case, whatever wording that you choose, I decided, you know what, let's shine a light on them. Let's write this book, shine a light on them, but teach them how to do it properly. Now, some people are going to see it and say, okay, I didn't realize that, I'll change. Other people are going to say, forget it, that's the way I'm going to do it because I'm in it for me. Well, once again, if you've been in for more than 60 days and you haven't realized that it's all about, the only way we can get what we want is to help a lot of people get what they want first. They've got to get it first, and then, and only then, do we get it for ourselves. So that's why I wrote the book, Ethics in Direct Sales. It wasn't to point fingers necessarily, but it was to shine a light, because those things need to be addressed. They need to be trained out of our profession, because our profession is such a wonderful, it's the last bastion of free enterprise. It truly is. And we don't need it. It can be a much better profession without this misrepresentation. And I truly believe if we train people better, and just don't give them, you know, the keys to the car without an owner's manual, they'll be in a better position to be able to create their own community within our profession. So that's why I originally wrote the book. Now, a few years later, I continued to see this more and more, and I decided, you know what, it's time for me to give back and time for me to take some responsibility, and that's why I'm creating this community called the Ethical Networker. I'm going to take the responsibility to train people, to give opportunity, to give advice, to point people in the direction of how to build a large global network marketing business using integrity, using ethics, and using the golden rule. Because it can be done. I've proven it myself. I built a very large organization. If you call 500,000 plus a large organization, I've done it in 170 countries. I've brought over 2,100 people into this profession. I've helped coach and mentor 1,100 of them to financial freedom. I've helped 7 of them hit 7-figure status, and I've helped 3 of them reach 8-figure status. I've learned this business. I've done a lot of great things. I've done some things that I wish I didn't do, and I've learned from it. And now I'm here to teach how to do it really ethically, using integrity, and using the golden rule. And that's why I'm creating this community. And so over the next, you know, weeks, months, and years to come, I'm just going to pour out exactly what I've learned. What I've learned from other people, what I've learned through my own experiences in doing and running the roads and flying in the airplanes and visiting countries, etc. I'm going to give it to you all. This is what this whole community is about. So it's really a calling for me. I love this profession so much, I want to give back to it. But I also want to elevate it to a level where I believe it truly should be. It's an awesome profession. I don't think there is a better profession out there for as many people. as the network marketing profession can service. And so I want to take it to as highest level as possible, and I'm going to do my little bit. And I'm going to do it in a very big way. I hope you stay and become part of my community. I hope you share it. Tell a friend. Tell a friend about us. I want to hear your critiques. I want to hear your positive comments, your negative comments. You learn from everything. So I want to create a kind of a movement that changes this profession. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I've created this community. So that's my answer to people when someone says, hey, Kevin, why are you involved in ethics and network marketing? Why are you creating this community? It's to give back and better this community. It's awesome, but I think it could be a lot better. I hope this has served you. I look forward to serving you on the next video. I'll see you on the inside of the network, the ethical networker, I should say. And have an awesome day. Live with passion. And go out there and make a difference every single day. Hey everyone, this is Kevin McNabb. Did you like this episode? Be sure to subscribe to the next one and tell a friend about us. If you want free resources and world-class training on how to build a large global network marketing business with integrity and ethics, visit me at ethicalnetworker.com and enter your name and email for our newsletter list. Until next time, stay passionate and go out there every single day of your life